This weekend, 200 people are plowing through the 135 chapters of Herman Melville's epic Moby Dick at the Whaling Museum in New Bedford, Massachusetts. Pip and Ross went over to listen to the nonstop reading marathon.
The Moby Dick Marathon begins as Ray Veery, a local assistant district attorney dressed like a gentleman of the 1800s, offers the book's opening line.
Call me Ishmael.
Here's the cliff notes. A young man named Ishmael hops a whaling ship out of New Bedford. He gets a gig with Captain Ahab, a guy obsessed with revenge for Moby Dick, a mega sperm whale who smashed up one of his ships and chopped off one of his legs. At first, New Bedford Mayor Peter Lang reads about Ishmael's early days on the ship.
True, they rather ought me about some. Make me jump from spar to spar like a grasshopper.
About 200 people seated in chairs and snuggled on blankets are library-like quiet, reading along with books and iPads. Only when Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank reads about Ishmael learning he has to share a bed does the crowd softly chuckle.
At any rate, I made my mind that if so turned out that we should sleep together, he must undress and get into bed before I did.
The crowd is mostly into the meaning of Melville's writing. Congressman Frank sees the story as America's first step toward going green.
It's a kind of striking thing to think that these enormous, wondrous creatures were killed and captured only for their oil. And it was the discovery of electricity and alternative forms of energy that led to the end of whaling.
There aren't many young people in the crowd. 16-year-old Brian Chaliff says his dad convinced him it would be easier to hear, not read, the book.
I mean, the book is obviously, it's a great American novel, and our dad is an English major in college.
Self-described Melvillian, David Dowling says doing the marathon read feels like being at sea.
We find ourselves going through these sort of roller coaster moments all the way through the 25 hours. Invariably we'll get readers who really do nail the language.
Like Phil Austin, who is practicing his Moby Dick lingo in a private corner.
Before the mast, be like, be speak, be stir, be think, be token, bilge pump, billow.
Like Captain Ahab, everyone seems determined to capture Moby Dick. For NPR News, I'm Pippin Ross.
This is NPR News.